Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from Daf Pei Gimel, a daf in Masechet Shabbos that is filled with the halachos of Tumah and Tahara that unfortunately for many of us is esoteric, unfortunate on two levels. Number one is it's unfortunate for those of us, myself included, who don't know enough of Taharas as we should. I'm learning Mishnayos Taharas now, but still, I didn't live it in the Amelus and the Yeshivas. And number two, the reason why it's foreign to us is unfortunately, many of the halachos are not nogeya lemaisa. However, there is a component that emerges from our sugya that, particularly Rashi, that is nogeya lemaisa, and that is the halacha of a woman who finds dam nida on a dover she'eno mekabel tuma, and more specifically, the halacha of the first is well known to many. However, what happens if she finds dam nida as a kesem as well on a kli that's not mekabel tuma, but it is sitting on top of a kli that is mekabel tuma? Just a basic review about the halachos of ksamin. A kesem is a stain that a woman finds that is not during her expected period that she would see dam, as well as it is not accompanied with a hargasha, and such a woman is tamei k'nida midrabanan, as described in the first Mishnah in the 8th parak of Maseches Nida. Chazal do have many exceptions to kesem. There are many leniencies. For example, if it is less than the size of a gris, if it's found on colored garments, and finally, for our purposes, if it's found on a davar she'eno mekabel tuma, so then in such a case, we could be lenient and say the woman is not tmeya. The chedushi aran nida daf nun zayinam ebeis, that's the beginning of the 8th perek, the sugyas of ksamim, describes that the rationale for chazal to be mekel on davar she'eno mekabel tuma is the following. Chazal could not have a phenomenon where the garment that the woman had a stain come out of be tame, yet at the same time she be tahora. Because what would happen is, if people would say that a woman is tar in such a case, certainly the garment would be tar. And really, api halacha, it's very hard to be matar the garment if it's larger than a gris. However, if it was found on a davar she'eno mekabel tuma, and the woman herself, we have no reason to believe that she's a nida, because she did not have a hargasha, nor is it in her expected time. So therefore, we could say, aha, since the object itself is also not going to be tame, it's not a davar she'eno mekabel tuma, it was seen on a davar she'eno mekabel tuma, then since she did not have a hargasha, we could say that she is tahora. Now, what happens if she found the kesem on a davar she'eno mekabel tuma, but it was sitting on a davar hamekabel tuma? The Sidrei Tahara in Sifkaton Sadi Gimel, in the Halachos of Ksamim, in Yoredeya Simin Kuf Tzadi, is quoted as saying that Rashi, whose opinion in Nida on Daf Nun Dalet is quoted on our Daf, is of the opinion that the woman will become Tame in such a case. And the reason for that is because Rashi in Nida on Daf Nun Dalet Amebeis states quite unequivocally that if Dam Nida is sinning on an object, on a Kli, that even though the kli is not mitame b'mishkav, it needs to be a bed or something that people would sit on to be mitame b'mishkav, nevertheless, it would be mitame b'mishum tumas masa. If that's so, says the Sidrei Tahara, if we go with the Ran Svara, that the reason why a woman is tame if she has a kesem when it's found on davar mekabel tuma is we can't separate between the keli and the status of the woman. Once the keli is tame, the woman also has to be tame as well. The same would apply even if the dam is not on top of a kliya mekabel tumah, but it's on something that's not mekabel tumah. Let's get practical now. The dam is sitting on a tissue that I heard from my Rebbe Rav Neman Sal Shlita. It's a discussion, big discussion in Poskim, but he was mekel, said we do not consider a dover hamekabel tumah. So therefore, technically, and we've paskin on this in certain instances, that the dam on a tissue is a dover sheinu mekabel tumah, and therefore we could be mekel. However, if it's sitting on a utensil that is a dover hamekabel tumah, it's found on the toilet seat, so then in such a case, maybe it could very well be that according to the logic of the Sidrei Tahara, one would have to be machmir and say that the woman is going to be tameh. That's what would emerge from Rashi in Nida. However, Rabbi Akiva Eger on our Amud, as well as in Nida, points out that Rashi by us seems to sing a different tune. Take a look at Rashi and Pei Gimel on the base that is discussing the halachos of Tumah on Kalim. That if a Zav or a Zava is standing on something, so then in such a case, the only way it will be Metame is through Mishkav Moshev. However, it does not carry Tumas Masa. If that's so, so then Rashi says out Beferish, and this is Rabbi Akiva Eger's Stira, that the Dam of Zava and Nida would not be Metame B'Masa, even though in Nida Rashi seemed to have said the exact opposite. So if you will, the poskim raise that it depends which Rashi you go with, halacha lemaisa in this fascinating shaila. The Sidrei Tahara is working with Rashi Maseches Nida. However, Rashi Maseches Shabbos seems to say that if you have a keli that has dam on top of it, it's not metame b'masa. It's not considered as if it carrying something. It should be noted that most poskim are makel in the shaila, both the Shevet Alevi in Shalos Uchuvas Chelik Hei Simin Kuf Yud, as well as Rav Moshe Feinstein in Yoredei Chelik Dalet Simin Yud Zayin. And it turns out that we've got to learn Be'iyun. To deal with the shaila, we would really need to delve into Rabbi Akiva Eger's question. It seems to be a stira in Rashi, and that would directly affect the halacha. The minig ha'olam of the great poskim, as quoted in their name, is to be mekel, and it would have the regular rule of ksamim, even though from Rashi, in Nida, dafnun dalid, it sounds like the object underneath would become tameh, while Rashi in Shabbos seems to say that the object would not. This concludes the fascinating halacha section that emerges from the Mineu Bey of Rashi in our sugya, and the Ha'ara of the great Rabbi Akiva Eger. We now conclude Daf Pei Gimel.